Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
And we're back. It is Fat Mascara. I am Jess.
I'm still Jen.
Still Jen. Okay. We have a major episode today. We have a very big guest, but I'll get to that in a second. Jen, what do we have on deck today?
First off, I am finally getting some beauty sleep. I have some tips to help you all get some beauty sleep and also look less wrinkly. So that's good. And I know we were preaching about sunscreen, but then everybody's like, what about the coral and the fishies and global warming? So we're going to talk about ocean safe sunscreen. And then brow styles. Apparently you can style your brows like you style your hair. And we need to talk about it.
Sounds intense.
It does. Who's here?
Okay, so we have our first ever repeat guest.
Bum, 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 bum.
Because she is so major. Bobbi Brown.
It's her prerogative.
She's going to do what she wants to do, and she is. She's got a whole new vibe, a whole new second life, big chapter. Bobbi Brown going to tell us all about it.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I?
Guys, I think I might have mentioned that I moved to a new apartment. I needed a new bed. I have not been sleeping well. I was sleeping on an egg crate, believe it or not, one of those yellow, wavy egg crate things.
Oh, I had an egg crate, like, my whole life.
But I'm a small lady in a big city. I got one of those mail-order mattresses, the Tufton Needle. Did I tell you about my new mattress?
No.
I got this thing up, three-floor walk-up, all by myself in one of those boxes. They're really good for, like,
is it really heavy?
Dwellers. Yes. But the more important thing is it's helping me sleep on my back because it came with a fun pillow that I brought so you could touch
it. Oh my God.
It's a new pillow.
Is it a Louis Vuitton pillow?
No, it's not. It's Tufton Needle.
Their branding looks very similar.
Okay, weirdly, right when I was moving, getting the new mattress, I also went to see my dermatologist.
Wait, can I put my face on it?
You can absolutely. It's fresh and clean. Okay. And she looked at my face and she said, so you sleep on your left side? And I was like, yeah, how do you know? She said she could see from the wrinkling on my face, like, which side I slept on. And so I looked into this. There's been a study in the Aesthetic Surgery Journal that the shearing, they call it, the force of, like, wiping your face against the pillow and also the pressure of the pillow can make you, you know, wrinkle on the side that you sleep on.
How do you even know what side you sleep on?
You go to your dermatologist and she looks at your face.
But did you actually know? Because I don't know how
I sleep. I realized I go to sleep on my back because we'll get into that pillow helps you, but because that's better for you, it has less wrinkles. And every time I would wake up looking at the alarm clock, and that would always be my left side. So okay. I knew that I must have flipped over. Anyway, what do you think that pillow feels like? So this girl, Alex, I work with, she's like, this is like the dad bod of pillows. It's like kind of lumpy and soft, but it's really supportive, so it helps you stay on your back. And the other trick I got from another dermatologist, when you go to sleep, you put a pillow under your knees.
So, oh, I like that.
Because then your knees are sort of like what flop over to the side or whatever. So if there's a pillow under there, you're more likely to stay on your back. And I think it's in the same journal study that I looked into about the wrinkles, it's only, I think, 30% of people are able to sleep on their back. But
yeah,
let me
tell you,
that's
very tough.
Those people look younger. So
what can – okay, so we can put a thingy, a pillow underneath our knees.
Mm-hmm. That Tufta needle pillow, I don't know what that foam is, but it's not feathers, and I like – it just cradles my ears and my head, and I can stay on my back. Like,
so you've really woken up on your back.
Yeah, because I know, because I'm waking up looking at the ceiling because I have this weird light on my ceiling that looks like a boob.
All right. Well, I think I know the kind of light you're talking about. Maybe I'll get myself one of these and see how it works. I always start out on my back, but I definitely know I don't end up there.
I want you, next time you go to the derm, ask her if she can tell which side you sleep on.
Okay.
And you guys at home, try sleeping on your back. You're going to look younger.
All right, I'll try this out. I'm a little skeptical, but I'll try this out. Jen, have you noticed that it's all about the brow?
It's always been all about the brow for me, Jeff.
But, like, I feel like everyone's into, like, doing stuff to their brows that doesn't come naturally.
Yeah, like almost like it's hair on your head now.
Yes. I saw this thing the other day. I had to collapse the window immediately because it was so skeevy.
What?
It was like the barbed wire brow.
Whoa.
It was so freaky.
Oh, where it's like gelled up in little pieces.
Yeah, it
almost
was something demented. I immediately closed the window because it gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
But there's actually there's a brand that is really taking this to, they're kind of making this a thing. They're making brow styles a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Benefit.
Oh, yeah. Well, they have the brow bars.
Well,
right?
It's natural that they would do this. On June 1st, what they did is they started brow styles. So I'm guessing you could probably go to the brow bars and get all the stuff done.
Right.
They have different types of brows. They have feathered, they have bold, angular, natural, and straight. So
right.
It's like you can go in almost like, you know, when you go to like the dry bar and you're like, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I want the Cocatini.
I saw this, but do you think any brow could get to any of those four styles is what they're trying to tell you?
I'm hoping that there's somebody there who will manage expectations for some folks.
Yeah, like I know some girls, you ain't getting feathered no matter how hard you try. There's just not enough hair there.
Yeah, I think.
At that point, you need products.
And some common sense.
Right.
Because I don't think, this is where, you know, I want to say, you know, do what you want. It's free to be you and me. Express yourself. It's all shapes, sizes, colors, mm-hmm. creeds. You know,
we're
blah,
saying
blah,
creeds
blah.
Again.
Yeah. But when it comes to brows, I really do think I'm going to be a little bit like, you know, dictator. I can't even say the word. Dictatorial here. I'm going to be a little bit of a brow dictator.
You're going to be a dick. You're going to be a dick.
I'm going to be a dick. Okay.
What do you want to say?
I'm going to be a dictator and a dick.
Uh-huh.
There's really probably one style that looks good on you, and you probably have to stick with that for life.
I think with shape, you know what? I'll posit this. With shape,
posit,
I agree.
Jen.
Because it's going to follow your brow bone. It's a brow. It's going to follow shape. But I think you could fluff it up a little bit more.
Okay.
Like, for example, sometimes you want to use a cream gel color so you can get it more bold and angular. Other times you might want to use a tinted gel so you get it fluffed up a little bit. So I see where they're going with
okay.
that. But the shape, I feel like you're right.
The shape. And
stick
it
with
might
the shape
take your whole
works.
Life. It might take your whole life.
To find that. It could.
Yeah. I
to
don't know if I'm there yet.
Oh, my God. Your brows are amazing. Yeah, you're there.
Thank you. But, like, you know, 6 months.
You're bold and sassy. Is that one of them?
Oh, God. There's also something, you know, did you hear about this K-brow?
What's the K-brow?
The K-brow is like a, it was, you know, it's taken from the Korean trend. Like,
mm-hmm.
K is for Korea. I don't know, you know, I haven't been to Korea. I can't say that this is actually what people are doing, but I've heard that this is what people are doing. It's just a straight across youthful brow.
Okay.
See Rooney Mara, not Korean, but she is like a
yes.
a K-brow.
I've been to Korea. Mm-hmm. That is true. But look at my face. My brows are pretty straight, right?
Yeah.
I think it has something to do with your bone structure, and a lot of the women in Korea have a straight brow and a straight bone structure.
Intern
to begin
Chloe
with.
Is. Oh, I also want to announce that we have a fabulous new intern, and her name is Chloe.
She's now showing us pictures of K-brows. They are thick and straight across, less arched, and you have a very arched brow, if I may say so.
I think I would look like a crazy cartoon character.
Which is going back to our point, which is follow your bone structure, find the shape that works.
You don't get to pick the brow you want. I'm sorry. But
if you want to try a style, then maybe do this, right?
Can you imagine? I should be like the benefit bar, brow bar bouncer. Like, no.
You're not getting bold and angular. Move on over to the feathered line.
Yeah. You're out. Here's your money back.
Jess, I know how you love the animals, right?
And I don't get how people don't, but okay.
I do too. I also love the planet, which is why lately the news has been depressing me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. And it got me thinking, as did our sunscreen episode last week, as did a couple people that mentioned to me that the reason they don't wear sunscreen is because it's killing the oceans and the fishes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear that, I get a little bit annoyed because it is not all sunscreens that are doing that. Chemical sunscreens, as much as I love them because I think they work really well, they are not good for the fish. There have been multiple studies that show oxybenzone, which is a very common chemical sunscreen. It can be damaging to coral reefs, for example. And have you ever been to the beach like with snorkelers and then you just see that like slick of like grossness on the surface of the ocean?
You know, I don't know if I haven't seen it myself, but I've heard about these images where it looks like basically radioactive from the sky.
Because you put 50 people wearing sunscreen into the ocean in that area, snorkeling around,
there's a consequence. You're putting chemicals into what is like, you know,
a natural environment.
A natural environment where there's so much life. There's so many organisms.
Right. So that doesn't mean you don't have to wear sunscreen. There are plenty of ocean-safe sunscreens. The easiest thing to look for is first it should be a physical sunscreen, which we kind of touched on. But
let's repeat it once more.
So you want to have either titanium dioxide or zinc oxide as the active ingredients. None of the ones that end in O-N-E, E-N-E, A-N-E, homosalate, all the other ones, they're great. They're great for on the sand.
Mm-hmm.
So weirdly, I did this story, it was 2 years ago. We tried 40.
Wait, but can you say great for on the sand? I would even say, I know I sound like a nudge, just don't wear them to the beach because the sand will get into the ocean.
Okay, if you're being really a good environmentalist.
Yeah, just
so
don't wear them.
I was at Prevention Magazine at the time. We tested 45 ocean-safe natural sunscreens that were physical blockers, not chemical blockers. Even rubbed them in our eyes. Everybody thought I was crazy, but I was like, they're going to get in your eyes anyway. Let's rub them on. So we came up with four that were amazing.
What's the top four?
That aren't gross and ashy, that didn't sting your eyes, whatever. Two of them are kind of expensive. They were 100% pure argan oil hydration SPF 30. It's like $26 for 2 ounces.
Okay, let's move on.
And then La Roche-Posay. Everybody loves it. They do have a physical one. It's called their mineral sunscreen fluid. Again, kind of pricey.
I have to say that is a really pricey one. I also have to say the La Roche-Posay sunscreen is really nice.
Yeah.
So if you're rich, get that one.
If you're rich, get that one. If you're poor. Listen up, poor. No, that's horrible. A less
if
expensive.
If you are on a budget like a normal person, keep going.
The ones that we'll be getting are all-terrain TerraSport spray oxybenzone-free sunscreen. That's $8. Not so bad. I'll put a link on the blog.
Okay.
And Smart Girls Who Surf SPF 30 sunscreen, which is such a cute name. And it comes in like a fun little pink tube. And it's $15, but for 4 ounces, which is a larger tube. So all of those are free of those chemicals that have been shown to harm the oceans. Also, they say like you should look for biodegradable ones. There's less science on whether or not that is more of a problem. Just for now, if we're being easy about it, skip the chemicals when you're getting in the water.
I've got a great recommendation, too, that's pretty affordable.
What?
As sunscreens go. But have you noticed even going to CVS and getting a sunscreen, like you can't walk out of there without breaking a 20? It's nuts.
Yeah.
They've gotten so expensive. Stream to Sea sunscreen.
Oh, yeah.
It's about $16.95 for a good chunky tube.
Yeah.
And it was created for this reason.
So not only is it chemical free, it's probably also biodegradable for that reason.
Exactly.
Stream to Sea. Plus it's like greenwashed and you feel good about it because of the name.
Well, it actually works. So, you know.
So that
it's not greenwashed.
Also.
Yeah.
Look at us just being environmentalists.
You're welcome. So have a good time at the
beach,
but try not to, kill any major life forms while you're at it.
Or starfish.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So we are here with our first ever two-time guest, Bobbi Brown, entrepreneur, lifestyle maven, author, makeup artist, cosmetic company founder, a bunch more things to that.
She's like the ultimate hyphenate.
Yeah.
Like the slash.
And she's had a lot of big changes since you were last on Fat Mascara back in 2016.
Welcome, Bobbi Brown.
Thank you.
A lot to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last time we spoke to you, last year, last fall, you were the full-time chief creative officer of Bobbi Brown Cosmetics, which is still owned by Estee Lauder Companies. A lot has changed since then.
Yes.
Would you care to fill us in?
Sure. Well, last fall when I was here, I believe it was the 25th year tour. So it was we celebrated 25 years of the brand, even though it was really 27, because I started with a lipstick out of my house. So
right.
Before I launched at Bergdorf, there was 2 years. So it was really 27 years. So I went on the tour, and then in October, we parted ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, we parted ways.
So, you know, why did you make this change? How long had you been thinking about it?
Well, it certainly wasn't an overnight decision. It wasn't anything done hastily. It was done by realizing that I really wanted to do my own thing. I wanted to be in charge again, and I wanted to be full-on creative and just do things the way I want to do things. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't look back. I look forward.
Speaking of looking forward,
yeah.
You decided to launch a book, too, I guess, because, you know.
Well, the book was already on its
way.
It was on the works, but I'm really excited about the topic of the book because it's something I've always believed in, which is not just in order to look healthy, you put makeup on. First, you got to be healthy. And so Beauty from the Inside Out is about taking care of yourself, not just from what you eat, but even though that's a huge part of it, how you live your life. And honestly, I really believe if you have a good lifestyle and if you're happy, you're a lot more beautiful than people that don't take care of themselves and are not happy.
Yeah, grumpy people aren't pretty.
They're not pretty. They're not.
No.
Nice people are pretty. Happy people
Bobbi,
are pretty.
You look really good since last time we saw you.
She looks light.
You kind of do.
People
she
tell
looks
me
soft.
I look different. And I am different. First of all, my entire book tour, I wore sneakers and jeans.
You were I'm not part of the corporate machine. I'm putting on sneakers.
And you know what? It was really easy. I flew to Canada for a couple days, and I did my makeup in the car going over. And I used to have teams around me.
Yeah.
You know, I would put my clothes on, and I'd have to say to someone, does this look okay?
Yeah.
You know, it's really different. You know, I got a blowout in the morning, and that was it. It just made things simple.
Are you done with the book tour now?
I don't think I'll ever be done, but I think a couple more weeks are the things that we already have on the calendar. Before we get a little bit of a break.
Let's talk about the book a little bit. Wellness. I feel like this has been something you've preached for years.
Right. Though. It's not new. It's not, well, why now? I mean, I've always talked about it, and there is a little bit of makeup in the book and beauty, which I wouldn't have done except, you know, my publishers really wanted me to do it. So, but even the makeup in the book is different than what makeup used to be for me. But the book is, honestly, I almost look at it like I was a journalist. And I just interviewed all these amazing doctors and all these great women and health experts because these are the things I want to learn.
Yeah.
I'm not perfect. I always want to be better. And I'm constantly trying things.
And what do you mean that the makeup is different than your other
The makeup
books?
Is different. Well, I think that my whole philosophy of makeup had been changing towards the last couple years where I started the company many years ago that I believe that you don't need a lot of makeup to look good and makeup should enhance, not cover up, and you don't need 25 products. And then, you know, as you grow a brand, you add a lot of products.
Sure.
Because there's a lot of responsibility and there's a lot of numbers to hit. But I still always kind of stayed true to the basics of the things that I made. And this book was really teaching women how to go back to the simple things. And not look like you've got a ton of makeup on.
Wait, when you're in the back of the car on the way to the bookstore, what's the fewest number of products you could use and be like,
I used one thing today.
Really?
I did. Used one thing today, which I just actually bought I bought it on Amazon. I read about it somewhere else, and it's an RMS blush for Vogue.
That's your whole face is that.
RMS
That's it. RMS.
Blush.
I have it. I guess Vogue is celebrating 125 years.
Oh, they're like rose.
Right.
Thing.
They're rose. Yeah. So I think it's Vogue Rose or something.
Yeah.
And so I ordered on Amazon. It just came this morning and I tried it.
I love when like beauty people are like, I actually paid for it. And then we all know it's a thing on
That's
Fat
so
Mascara.
Funny.
I actually paid for it. So.
I actually really like to buy makeup now. Because for years.
It doesn't feel like work, maybe.
Well, it's my passion.
Yeah.
For me, my work never seemed like work because it's always been my passion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's advice I give to most entrepreneurs. Like, forget about strategy and work. Just follow your passion.
So did you have, like, speaking of passion, like, were you always passionate about wellness or did you have like a wellness aha moment?
I've always been passionate about it. I mean, growing up, to me, wellness was diet. So from the Scarsdale diet to whatever was the pineapple, whatever was happening at the moment, I did it. And then when I moved to New York, I started working with all the supermodels and going to all these amazing shoots, and there was food everywhere. And so we would eat everything, you know, the bread, the pasta, whatever was there. And I didn't feel good, and I didn't realize why. And that's when I slowly started to realize it was what I was eating. So I used to bring my own food. And then, of course, you're in the beauty business, fashion business. Every model has a doctor, a cleanse, something they're doing. I tried it all.
Well, when you say, like, you know, I'm thinking about being on set and, you know, for the first few years when I was on set, I ate everything. And then I realized I was the only one eating everything.
Right.
Nobody else was, at least the girls were eating everything. It was just me. And I put on like a ton of weight when I first moved to New York. Did you like what were you observing?
Well,
the other people?
Well, the same thing. I mean, well, it wasn't just craft services. It was, you know, Pam D'Orazio and the most amazing, you know, flatbreads you've ever seen and the tarts and the bread and the cookies. So, yes, of course I gained weight. I can't eat that kind of food. But it was more how I felt. Like, I wanted to just fall into the corner and pass out. I was so tired. And, you know, I'm not allergic to gluten, but when I eat a lot of bread, I get really sluggish. So I stopped doing that. And, yeah, the models, they don't eat. But even if they eat, they don't gain weight. They're not normal.
Yeah.
They're not
normal. So you do think they're, like, genetically blessed?
I do. Supermodels are not a normal breed. Yeah. They're not. And that's why sometimes you go to these places and supermodels marry supermodels and they've got all supermodel kids and you're like, are you kidding me?
It's going to be a new breed
of children. Like no, it's
human.
The children of. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Yeah,
they're all beautiful. But I also have seen so many models that would come into the studio and they'd be these beautiful girls and they go to Paris for a year and they come back and they look like a cigarette. You know, they smoke, they party, and all of a sudden you're like, what happened to them?
They don't have beauty from the inside
out. No. And I've seen people turn their lives around. So I think, you know, there's a lot of ex-models that are into yoga and wellness because I think they were so hard on themselves for so long, they had to kind of find it to bring it back.
Yeah. Mm. Like Christy Turlington, they all went into that wellness category.
But she's always like a one-off because I don't think she was ever someone that abused herself.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, where other girls partied a little too hardy.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Not us. We would definitely do that.
No. But also, you guys have interviewed probably most of the people that are in this book. And I always, everyone has different ideas. And I'm someone that, I'm an open sponge. I'm like, that sounds really great. Let me try the Bulletproof. Oh, that sounds really great. Let me try that cleanse.
So you have recipes in there,
I have recipes, but I also realize writing this book, it's not about any of those things.
Right.
It's about what works for you, and it's about being able to adapt and adjust to what's working for you at the time.
But you always had good recipes and cooking and tips like that. But what's like a new thing that you learned since doing the interviews for this book, like that we need to try?
Well, you know, I started doing a lot of either kimchi or sauerkraut because it's really good for digestion. Oh. And so some of those bowls that have the rice and the tahini dressing and all these great things, you put some of them in it, some of the, you know, the probiotic food in it.
Like a fermented salad.
Oh, that stuff is probiotics? Like the kimchi and all that?
It is. So
I forget the probiotic gummies and... Like,
I wish those all
those
gummies.
Doesn't go in a salad though.
Yeah.
No, but I can eat it instead of getting my little gummies.
You know what? I love all those little gummies. I'm not really sure how many things are actually in those little gummies.
Okay.
But get some sauerkraut, Jess.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, that really does help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elle McPherson is in the book, and you know, she's got this new wellness company based on greens and alkalizing your body. So it was really interesting to work with a bunch of different women and see what they do.
What's something that's like dead simple besides the kimchi, like something that is so easy that like even I can do it.
As far as food?
Just wellness,
as far as well,
let's do food. Let's do food first. Because like I don't like to prep. I don't like to cook.
Well, you don't need to cook and prep to do things. Especially in New York, there's many takeout things.
Bobby's so horrified right now.
No, I'm not. Okay. I will go with you to Whole Foods. And by the way, you can buy quinoa. Uh-huh. You could buy brown rice that's in these cool little packets. You just pull it back.
Yeah.
It's already cooked. You could put it in yourself.
Oh, you don't have to cook.
There are so many things that are already cooked that are organic and healthy that you could buy and put together. I'm a great put together person.
Okay, so
you could probably make
some. What would you do? What would you do with the brown rice? I can assemble. What would you put with the brown rice?
With the brown rice, I would need a protein. So hopefully there's some great like grilled chicken in your neighborhood that you could just keep in the fridge, or you go out for dinner at night and order a really beautiful piece of salmon. It's way too much food for one person.
Except she's vegetarian.
I was being polite.
Okay, well then
like a tofu
or beans.
I love beans.
Or beans. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing better than beans because they're so high in fiber and they're high in protein. And
I feel like the rice bowl situation. That's good for you.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Can you make a tahini dressing? It's so easy.
I love tahini. I've never made it myself.
There's a recipe in there. It's literally ridiculous.
But why are you into tahini? I always thought that was bad
good.
For you.
Why would it taste? Why? It's really good.
I thought it was just like fat.
It's fat, but you need fat. You just don't need.
What is that? Sesame seeds?
It's sesame seeds and it's olive oil and lemon and salt.
That's like three.
It's
like
delicious. Nothing. It's so delicious.
And you could either do it in your Vitamix, but then you got to wash it. So I just whip it up in the bowl, and you make enough so it lasts for 5 days.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. So one day a week you could make things.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I prep my kitchen one day a week, and I have things.
I think I'm gonna start bringing lunch to work.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby steps is right. And then fitness wise, I learned something so simple. Harley Pasternak, the trainer. Mm-hmm. How much are you walking? I'm like, I walk 10,000 steps a day. He says, you're happy with your weight? I'm like, no, I want to lose. He says, you got to walk 12,000 steps a day. He said, that makes a difference. It makes a difference.
I don't know how many you walk.
Well, I don't have it on today, but get one of those.
Like a pedometer?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I used to have like a dorky pedometer. I used to like clip it onto my waistband.
Well, okay, that worked.
It was like a Weight Watchers pedometer.
A Weight Watchers pedometer.
Yeah. It was when I was freelance. Nobody saw me.
Aww.
But like, you know what? Maybe I'll break a small one out and put it on my waistband.
Oh, get an Apple Watch or
maybe just an Apple Watch.
Yeah, or the phone.
Our producer Britt.
Sorry, how many of you walked today? I just saw 14,000.
Oh.
14,000?
Britt is winning.
No.
She's like lean and mean. I'm like 1,400.
And by the way, one of my best friends is this guy named Tim, who is really skinny, and we spend a lot of time together with our husbands and our wives. We each have one of each. And we always compare our steps. He gets twice as many as I do. We're doing the same thing because he's the guy that gets up. Oh, you need salt? I'll get salt. Oh, you need this? I'll get it. He just
I do that. And if I'm in a car, I park in like the farthest parking spot.
It adds up.
Does it become like a game to you?
Kind of.
And it adds up. And by the way, someone did tell me that it adds up at the end of the year. Because that if you do all those things, you will literally be 3 to 5 pounds lighter at the end of the year. Ooh. All those extra things without changing anything in your diet.
You have to start like.
Let's just end the podcast.
I'm gonna like gamify my, you know, like walks. Yeah, walk home. I walked home.
So the book is done. Obviously, you should pick it up because all that great advice. But then I heard you're working on a hotel.
I am,
and I got really excited because I don't even know if this is part of it, but I imagined the toiletries in my head, and they were amazing. But what are you really doing
well,
for this hotel?
Well, it's a hotel in Montclair. It's called The George, and it's a project my husband is developing. It's the first and maybe last project we're working together. Just kidding.
Wait, does it exist now?
Yeah, it used to be called The Georgian Inn, and it was a really old, rundown, cool Georgian building. Now it's called The George, and it is going to be a 32-room boutique hotel with... I call it a lifestyle hotel because I want anyone that stays there to be able, when they get there, to be as comfortable or more comfortable than when they're at home. So from the eclectic design to the different things that are available in the town to the concierge, you know, that'll be able to do things for you or get you the right food or get your special wine. I want everything there. And it's only 12 miles from New York. So I'm hoping that people from out of town will stay there, you know.
Montclair is very cool.
Montclair is really cool, and it's getting better and better. And we have a lot of really interesting brands that are partnering with us that want to be part of the project. So it's going to be really fun, and stay tuned. A lot of cool things. We went from September. I'm going to say October. Opening. Yeah.
Are you excited to like flex this kind of creative muscle? I mean, I feel like you were doing. You probably were doing some similar type of stuff with your brand, like with your stores and everything. I remember when you opened up your store in Paris, and there was such a cool like interior. Mm-hmm. You know, like there was a lot of emphasis
everything
there.
Was really based on my aesthetics and just my. You know, I like things really simple but a little eclectic, and I like things interesting. Mm-hmm. So you know, I always liked pops of neon on things. Mm-hmm. So to be able to design. Things that come out of my head is really fun. So I've been working with, you know, the vendors on the towels and the logo and Instagram. And, you know, there's already a candle and, you know, some other things happening. So
for
and
the hotel.
I
for
can't
the hotel.
Wait to smell the candle.
Jess is a candle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love this one. Yeah, it smells really good.
Now, I also understand that you've recently been named creative consultant at Lord & Taylor.
Exactly. And you're like, what's that about?
No, because obsessed.
I've been evangelizing at Lord & Taylor forever. Aww. And I actually, remember in the winter when I bought a coat there?
Yes.
And I was like skipping down Fifth Avenue and I actually wrote Lord & Taylor to tell them that I had such an amazing experience. The customer service was fantastic.
Really?
It was a clean store.
Yeah.
The woman was so helpful. Then I went back to buy a baby present for I mean, I'm going to like end up talking about this way too
long.
I'm
so happy.
But I was like, why isn't everybody going to Lord & Taylor?
First of all, they're such incredibly nice people.
Yes.
And like everyone
it was
from.
Calm. You go in there and just feel calm.
Yes. Yeah. But the woman, the salesperson was what made me right because like she literally walked like from like little like, gondola to gondola to like buy baby stuff for my friend.
Oh, that's
shout
so
out
cool.
JY. Yeah.
Yay.
So cool. So it was you just don't get that kind of service. And it felt very old school New York.
Yeah. Well, they're all amazing people. And working on the concept shops, they're called Just Bobby and they're concept shops. And it just came about, you know, after I left the brand, I called, you know, my friend who actually owns the store. And he's like, oh, we got so many things for you to do. And we started discussing and started working on this project. So it's really neat. It's in 6 Lord & Taylors right now and online. And it's a concept store that has wellness, a lot of inspirational things, my favorite sneakers, my favorite shoes, clothes. I'm working with this really great stylist who is bringing me a lot of new young designers to try and out their things and meet with. I actually met her on Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Her name is Allie. She also did merchandising at J. Crew. She's really interesting. But the people at Lord & Taylor were like, sure, let's bring that in. So probably 50, if not more, percent of the merchandise has never been in Lord & Taylor before.
That's so cool.
New vendors, and in a weird way, I'm kind of helping some of the new designers. Like, these beautiful things come, and I'm like, all right, guys, I am not a medium. I almost need a large in your clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're not sized right.
Yeah.
And by the way, they're not priced right either.
It's like if your real cool friend could actually get stuff done at the store. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So
also,
it's really nice.
Congrats. It's just Bobby, awesome. And I'm sorry. Right. Every time I say it, I'm like, just Bobby. And I just want to do like jazz hands. But I was at the one in New York. It's the opposite of jazz hans. It's like cool wood and like sans serif fonts and like Scandinavian, like cool girl, tomboyish vibes.
Yeah. Not
jazz hands.
Oh, write those down, Tara. Scandinavian. Cool girl.
Tomboy.
Exactly. Well, it's funny because the girl, Allie, that's helping me with the whole project, she has a website called T-Boy Aficionado. So it celebrates women that have, you know, cool boy vibe.
Okay.
Dressing.
I'd be into that.
Oh, yeah. She's really cool. Yeah.
So if we're going there, we're going to go shopping. Yeah. What are like two or three products that you discovered or that merchandised, I believe the verb would be?
Let me think what's there already. Well, there are these great hats that are designed by my nephew Zach called Rip Off, which are these hats that come with different patches. So depending what mood you are, you could take one off and put one on.
Wait, is this the nephew that you did Trust Falls with at your birthday?
No, that's a different nephew. I got lots of nephews.
She's like, I was doing Trust Falls. I was like, is that a thing that people do at their birthdays?
Only if you are crazy and drink a lot of tequila. Yes, I was doing Trust Falls.
Okay, so different nephew.
Different nephew, but. So we have his hats there. We have a bunch of books there, a bunch of curated books. We have, you know, Vitamix. We have...
I saw those Beaker bottles, too. I love those bottles.
Oh, yeah, we have those bottles. We have... What else do we have there? We have... Karl Lagerfeld jeans, by the way. I discovered Karl Lagerfeld jeans, $89 retail price.
Did you have to hem them?
Did not.
Oh,
I'm
thank
5
God.
Foot tall, and I didn't have to
wait,
hem
Tara's
them.
Wait, Tara's wearing them now?
No.
No, oh, the sneakers. We
oh, the
have
sneakers.
A whole bunch of Adidas sneakers. All
I've always been
an
Adidas
fan. Yeah.
Superstars.
Actually, and I have a pair of Kendall and Kylie slip-ons sneakers that are ridiculously cute.
Oh, cool.
I'm not even kidding. And we have Dr. Lipman's vitamins. We have
they sell this all
Apple
this at
Beauty.
Lord & Taylor.
Yeah,
this is what I'm saying. Lord & Taylor is full of surprises.
No, but
this is what I've been
my,
saying, and now Bobby's telling everyone. It's like Bobby says it. No one listened to me before, but now Bobby says.
Yeah. Well, you know,
story of my life.
You know what? They're really open, and I think that's what's really neat because right now retail needs to reinvent itself.
Sure. Yeah.
And you know, they said, "All right, let's go for it."
That's awesome.
So we were thinking about this. This time of year, there's so much gift giving going on and like
heavy gifting season.
Basically, this is let's help Jen and Jess with their gift giving and like.
Why is there so many gift givings?
Dads,
right now?
Dads and grads.
Okay.
Dads and grads.
Many
okay.
other things too. Barbecues, pool parties, all
okay.
this.
Wedding
so
season.
We're going to give you a couple situations and we want to know what you would bring as an amazing friend to the hostess and or the person.
Right.
Does not have to be from a Just Bobby concept.
Gotcha.
She's like, I get it. It's fine. I get your game, Jen. Okay. Anyway, first one. What would you bring to the hostess of a family pool party? Maybe in Montclair, New Jersey.
I would probably bring popsicles. Really cool, popsicles.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. What would you give to the female new grad who graduated with an art history degree? Are you making fun of me?
No, but I knew you had an art history
because I have the most useless degree ever.
No,
that's not useless, guys. It's not useless. It teaches you many things. Memorization, how to write, keep going.
I would
culture.
Give them a Prada cosmetics bag because they probably would never buy it for themselves.
That's good. Prada.
And you can get a really good priced one if you go to the outlets in New Jersey.
Wow.
Half price. Yeah. I buy in bulk. I buy a few of them and keep them so I don't even have to go buy a present. I just open up my gift closet.
I mean,
go
like,
ahead.
Who doesn't want that?
I want to see your gift closet.
Okay, so what would you give? I think your kids are now in college, all of them, but what would you give to...
No, two are out of college.
Okay, so to a teacher, though, at the end of the year. I feel like this time of year, all my friends are like, I have to give the teacher
something. Well, I used to always give them makeup, and they loved it.
Oh, sure.
So now I would probably give them... I would probably give them certificates for a manicure or massage, like at a local place.
Oh, and they have time in the summer.
Yeah. That's great. That's
also,
really
imagine the teachers that, like, I'm getting Bobby Brown's kids this year. You know at the end of the year. Oh, so, this is a hard one.
All right. What do we get our dads for Father's Day?
That is a tough one.
Men are always
but
tough.
Yeah.
And also, every dad is different.
Every dad is different. I mean, I've done, for my dad's 70th birthday, I published one of his books. Like, he didn't even know he was an author, but I found it and I got a published book. And now he's a children's book author.
Like, bound and everything?
Like, bound and everything. 100 copies I got for him.
Whoa.
And I put it in a bookstore and we walked into the bookstore. Yeah.
Like, you win.
But wait, my dad let me study makeup in college, okay? I mean, what do you give him back? Yeah. And what
a wonderful experience.
And I give him, kind of the same thing every year. I give him a gift certificate to RL in Chicago because it's his favorite restaurant.
RL?
Ralph Lauren.
Oh,
his restaurant.
Oh,
yeah.
RL.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it as good as the one here in New York?
It's better.
Okay, because that's
really
good to know.
Yeah, yeah. The one in Chicago is amazing.
Okay, RL. Okay, so I'm very specific with these scenarios. Like, what would you bring to an adults-only dinner party where they're serving Mexican food?
Tequila.
Okay, so what's the tequila brand that you like?
I like. It depends how much I like the people I'm going. It's either Casa Dragones, and you can get their name on it, or Casamigos, which is about a fourth of the price.
So personalized. Yeah.
Now people listening to the podcast will know where they stand with Bobby.
You didn't get the personalized one. You're like, I'm not on Bobby's A-list. Okay, you asked.
Okay, what would you gift Patty and Bruce Springsteen if they invited you over for the 4th of July?
Well, they have invited me over. And what what would I bring them?
Bobby.
Not for the 4th.
You're like.
Not for the 4th. But what would I bring them? Well,
something from the gift closet.
Well, Patty's a friend, so I know it's always about health and wellness. We're always kind of share a bunch of our, you know, things. Maybe, I mean, what I'm really into that new face thing. I would bring her a new face.
Oh, the one little,
those little like
electric stimulator?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think she would really like the new face. And Bruce, he's like a health nut. So I would bring him maybe I'd bring him the Elle Macpherson greens or something.
Okay, yeah. Well body.
Right. And I would probably have, you know, what?
He doesn't age.
He's hot.
He is.
My friend saw him working out at like a random New Jersey gym recently. And I was like, what? Doesn't he have a gym at his house?
But he likes to go out. He just jumped on stage with his friend Steve Van Zandt this weekend, and surprising. Steve Van Zandt says to the crowd, I can't believe I wasn't there in Asbury Park, but he says, I got a friend here, and he's kind of out of work, so I invited him on stage. And can you imagine Bruce hops on?
That's so funny.
Yeah. He probably died. Okay. Yeah. This one I need help with.
Okay.
What do you do if you have a friend who just got engaged?
Ah.
What would you get her? And that friend might be Jessica Mama.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
No wonder you look so good.
I knew you wouldn't want to talk about the podcast, so I was like, I'm going to sneak it in.
Okay. I'm very happy. It's funny when you said people look better when they're happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Wow.
So maybe that's why I don't look so like grizzly.
No, you never looked grizzly, but you looked really pretty and happy.
Aww,
and yeah.
Thanks.
I guess I would get her like maybe a really, really nice, some kind of cool leather bag with her name on it.
with her new last name. I don't know if you're
Jess,
name.
Yes.
But Jess Janeski.
Initials.
Don't I sound like a hockey player?
Oh, yeah. You're going to be JG like me if you did that.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get any ideas,
Jeff. You could just
She's a liberated
stuff.
Woman. Yeah. Yeah.
We already talked to him about it.
So are you taking it?
He said I could do whatever I want to do.
And you know
what?
Just
so nice?
You do whatever. Like I'm sometimes BB and sometimes I'm BP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If you had a friend who recently lost her job, what would you send to cheer her up? No, that's
like
really
a cheer
good,
up gift.
That's really good practical.
Well, I would probably just call her a lot.
Yeah.
Her a lot and just, you know, what's going on and maybe a massage or something.
I know. I just feel like I always want to help out friends that are in bad situations.
A life coach.
Oh my God, that's good.
Instead of getting a shrink when I left the brand, I got a life coach that also did yoga and meditation, and it was the best thing that ever happened.
Oh, like a session with a life coach.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Really good.
Yeah.
See, this is why we bring
you
on the podcast.
My God, Bobby, you're really good.
Okay, last question. If you were invited to dinner at the White House.
I have been. Okay. Sorry.
Now.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Yeah, this is an administration. Let's not get too political. What would you bring?
You're not allowed to bring anything.
Really?
No, you cannot.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
no,
I
have sent different things. I sent a brush set once to the social secretary at when the Obamas first got in, and it came. Well, it didn't come back. She wrote me a check because she wanted to keep the brushes.
Oh, and then.
I kept the check, though. I didn't cash it. They're not allowed to keep it.
Interesting.
Yeah, you can't bring anything. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's just practical knowledge we didn't have
before
this podcast.
Yeah, we did not know that. Bobby, we've learned so much. I feel like all my gifting is sorting.
Yeah.
I'm going to Lord & Taylor this weekend. I am so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Your new journey, too.
And the hotel. I mean, like, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Thanks, I'm happy
Bobby.
For you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Raise a wand. Yeah. Our producer, Belle. It gets better every week.
It gets like more intense. Like, yeah.
Let's raise the wand.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever raised a wand to a face cleanser. Have I? What? You just got excited. Just focus, all right? This is what I'm raising a wand to. Look at this. Cetaphil or Cetaphil, the debate is still out. Daily foaming face wash, redness-prone skin. Have you seen this?
Yes.
So Jess has talked to me about Cetaphil or Cetaphil, debate is still out, many times. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves it. I could never get on board because I do not like a milky emulsion. I want my face cleanser to foam up like a goddamn face cleanser should.
Sick.
Right. So I know it's good for sensitive skin and all that, but I just never could get on board with it. They have this new redness reducing one. Not only is it a foam, which I love because it's nice and creamy, it also, you know how red my skin gets. I have rosacea. I'm sensitive. I'm like a...
You really have all those things.
Well, I hide it well with a lot of foundation. Okay. This has ingredients to reduce redness and sensitivity. And I swear to you, I was like, finally, my skin's getting back to normal. Must have been all the tips from Zeichner and whatever. But then in my head, I went back to do all the variables. What was I doing differently?
Using this face wash?
Using this face wash instead of like the weird chemically ones I had been using before.
It has chemicals in it too.
It does. It does. I'm not saying it's natural, but I was using a really harsh benzoyl peroxide one.
I had
like a really fragrancy one. This one is like gentle goodness. I'm all about it.
Okay. Well, okay, the reason why I was so like horrified by your choice of razor wand is because I have a face cleanser too.
Oh, okay. It'll be double face cleanser day. What's yours?
So this is the dueling double face cleansers. Okay. So remember how I told you that Christine Chin was telling me about the importance of exfoliation?
All I remember is the face fungus, but go on.
Okay, well, that was like not the lead. But she was all about exfoliation. She even was like, I exfoliate every day. But mm-hmm. It's not about harsh, harsh, harsh. It's about gentle exfoliation. Well, I discovered a new skincare, a new cleanser last week called Reflect Hydrating Facial Cleansing Scrub. It has these little tiny beads, nothing like terrible for the environment. They're
like jojoba, not plastic or whatever.
And they just kind of, you know, smush up when you rub them against your face. And it's very gentle. And I use this cleanser even morning and night. And it just really...
You're doing double daily
exfoliation.
Wow.
And it really leaves your skin glowy and soft. And it's not a, like, grainy, horrible scrub. It's like a soft, gentle, bead-like scrub. And it's nice. And I really do think that this daily exfoliation, there's something to it. So... it's a slightly pricey. Well, I'm saying slightly. It is pricey. It's $50, but
$50.
Yeah. Listen, sometimes beauty is, you know, luxury beauty. It's called luxury beauty for a reason. But there is a little one that's $16 if you just want to try it out, and you really only need like a pea-sized amount. It's, you know, it is expensive. It's $50 for the biggie, but it's $16 for the little one. So, you know, I only need like a little bit. And, you know, it does the job. But I'm into this double exfoliation thing.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.